It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a bunch of stories, and they're all fake except for one. You got to pick the real story.
Okay.
Out of all these stories.
It's like, instead of two truths and a lie, this is two lies and a truth.
Right, but all of them are a lie except for one. One is true. You got to tell me the true one.
Okay.
All right. First one, prisoner released after 25-year sentence. He was arrested for stealing bed sheets from prison in his rectum.
Wait, what?
He tried to, when they released him from jail, he stole his bed sheets, but he stuck them in his butthole, and then they arrested him again.
Okay, well, that's obviously fake, because you can't fit an entire sheet in a butthole.
He's been in jail for 25 years, so you don't know. Lottery winner shows up to work at a Walmart store with his boss's face tattooed on his ass.
So that feels like that could be the true story. Okay. What's
so
the next
he
one?
Showed up to work and he's like, you know how bad I'm quitting? I tattooed your face on my ass. Look. And he pulled his pants down in the Walmart.
Okay. So far, that one feels the most real. Yeah. Go ahead. What's next?
Florida teenager lying in critical condition after inserting his wiener inside a blowfish.
Oh, that feels real. Where'd you say it was? Florida? Oh, Florida. That's it. That's the real story.
That's the real one.
It's Florida.
You know those, and I'm not talking about Hootie. I'm talking about the ones that are all spiky.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm well aware, but he
put
probably
his wiener
heard
in the blowfish.
It made sense to him.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. That could be the real story. Chinese authorities seize over 7,200 human penises on a cargo ship from Nigeria.
Are all these stories real? Are you gonna, in the end, is that going to be the twist in this thing that all these, I faked you out the entire time. Every story was real.
No, I found a website. It's kind of like the Weekly World News.
Okay.
So it made me very excited that all these were stories on this website, but
right.
They're not true. Some of them, one is. So did they seize 7,200 penile from a cargo ship from Nigeria?
I'm going to say no to that one.
One out of three new guitars sold are purchased for worship music nowadays.
What, like Christian rock?
Christian rock. So
oh, well, yeah, but that makes sense.
One out of three. So every third guitar goes to Jesus.
Christian rock is on the rise. I wouldn't be surprised if that number made sense.
If that's true, that's crazy. One out of three.
Wow.
All right. Man with sexual fetish about nose swabs banned from a COVID testing site after 192 negative tests.
That's definitely true. These fetish people, we've done these stories over the years of all these fetish people, and nothing shocks me anymore when it comes. The minute you say fetish or kink, I'm like, yes. Don't even finish the rest of the sentence. I know that one's true.
But you have a fetish about sticking that swab in your nose so much that you have been tested 192 times.
People have fetishes about all kinds of stuff.
Crazy.
There's that one. There's that bug squishing one that people have, stepping on ants, stepping on bugs. They have a fetish for that. I'm telling you, people's fetishes run the gamut. It's not everyone's a foot fetishist. There's all kinds of weird fetishes.
We're way past that now.
We're way past that. Remember, we talked about that show that was on TLC, My Strange Addiction, and it was all those people that had those really weird fetishes.
Yeah, but that's a weird one because I don't think that test feels good. And I guess he likes it. So
if you have a fetish for it, it feels good to you.
Okay. Squirrel hunted down in Pittsburgh after stealing hundreds of lace panties from clotheslines.
I don't know why they would hunt the squirrel down, but yes, I do believe that because squirrels are magpies. There's a lot of animals out there that like to steal stuff and use them for nests. It's not like he has a fetish for panties. It's a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
only thing he steals, though. He doesn't steal anything else, just lace panties.
you know, birds use human hair for their nests. They don't use animal. Well, they use animal hair too, but they use hair for their nests. They don't use other stuff. So they have a thing that they like for their nests. So maybe the squirrel likes panties for his nest or her nest.
Indiana egg farmer transported to hospital with live chickens stuck in his butthole. The great thing is there's photos to all these.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So yeah. Here's your stories again. Prisoner released after 25 years puts bed sheets in his butt.
Lottery no to that.
Lottery winner shows up to work at Walmart, pulls his pants down. He's got his boss's face tattooed on his ass.
100% that happened.
Florida teenager lying in critical condition after putting his wiener in a blowfish.
Any other state but Florida, I'd say no way, but it's Florida. So hell yeah, that happened.
Authorities seize over 7,200 penile from a cargo ship.
Nah, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Okay. One out of three new guitars purchased for worship music.
That means two out of three are purchased for other type of music. So that feels... So are more than one of these real or is only one real?
Just one real.
Oh. All right. Not the guitar one then.
Okay. Man with sexual fetish about nasal swabs. Banned. That's one. The squirrel hunting down panties. And the Indiana egg farmer with the chicken in his butt.
Okay, I'm going to say no to the chicken in the butt, only because I have to choose one story. Only one is true.
Yeah. So you're kind of narrowing it down. So you think the Florida teenager, maybe.
It's between the Florida teenager and the Walmart employee who tattooed his boss's butt. Boss's face on his butt. What am I trying to say? Yeah, there you go.
So you think a teenager sees a blowfish and goes, it is called blow.
Okay, let me say it's not that one because I'll tell you why. Blowfish are really rare. So where's he going to even find a blowfish?
That's Florida. I mean...
Are they everywhere? Like squirrels?
Like squirrels, yeah. You can imagine friends betting you to do that in Florida. I bet you won't. I bet I will. Bring it here.
Yeah. Dumbass in Florida does. And whatever the rest of that sentence is, yes. I say yes to that.
Okay.
All right. I'm going with the blowfish Florida teenager. I'm going to say that's the one story that is true. Even though the Walmart employee one does feel like something a lot of people want to do. Mm-hmm. And then you can always get the tattoo removed after or whatever. But...
Is this not a great website that comes up with all these stories?
Yeah, it's a great website. And I love the fact that only one of these stories is true because so many of them, look, we've been hearing so many stories, so many dumbasses of people. Mm-hmm. See, the fetish one feels true also because that's like a real fetish. And I can see eventually they're like, you know what? You're banned. No more.
192. Stop. You can't stop it. You can't come here no more. But we don't know where that is. If that was Florida, I would say that one, but we don't know exactly what state it is.
Well, we've talked about there was that woman that had to take her driving test like 800 times before she passed. And that feels very unreasonable, but that was true. That actually happened. I don't know. The guy tattooing his butt. That's pretty permanent. That's a weird way to quit. But on the other hand, when you have a lot of money, you can always get that tattoo removed.
And it's your butt. Not many people see that.
Right.
And it makes for a really good story.
That seems like a lot of pain to go through just to make a point. So I'm going to say no to that. Plus, it's expensive. I don't care that you won the lottery. That's a weird way to spend your money. All right. I'm going to go with the nose fetish guy. That's the true story.
It's the guitar story.
No.
Yep. I know.
One out of every three guitars is bought for... Someone comes and they buy a guitar. They don't know why they're buying a guitar, what they're buying it for.
That's what they say now. One out of three. That's how popular Christian music is now.
That's what I said originally. I said that originally, which means two out of three guitars are bought for other types of music. So you poo-pooed me on that. You talked me out of that one.
It was my job to get you to say one of them, so...
I thought you were going to tell me there's a story today that a woman was arrested. This actually did happen. A woman was arrested for trying to stab her husband with a squirrel.
With a squirrel?
Yes. She tried to stab him with a squirrel.
Now, how do you stab with a squirrel?
Exactly. That's why it's news.
How do you catch a squirrel?
She was able to catch a squirrel and hold it and try to stab her husband with it. Squirrel's fine. Woman's in jail.
I think
you can't stab your husband with anything. Squirrel, kitten, doesn't matter.
I dated that girl in high school.
Of course you did. That doesn't surprise me.
She tried to stab her husband with a squirrel. Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we dated for 2 years.